Well, good morning. It's good to be here with each one of you this morning. And we, my wife and I definitely missed being here last Sunday, but we did have a really good time together. We went up to Locust Lake. It's about an hour north of here to celebrate our 9th anniversary. It's hard to believe it's already 9 years, but I'm very thankful for the 9 years that God has given us. And I hope for many more. So I'm very thankful for that time that we could spend together. It was very, very refreshing. But we did miss the singing and being here with each one of yous. And I hope yous aren't tired of it, but I also want to say happy Mother's Day. And very thankful for the wife that God has given me and the wonderful mother that she is to our children. And also want to say thanks to God and thank you, Mom, for being a part of our family. And thank you. Thankful that God brought you into our family and that you fit so perfectly. So we love you and thank you. And also to all the other mothers, it's a blessing to have each one of you in our lives. And I wouldn't want to live life without a mother, without a wife, to be a mother to my children. I don't know, I have too many memories of when my parents would be in Haiti and we'd be left at home to take care of stuff, which was fine, we were of age, but we lived off the couch, and yeah, it just wasn't the prettiest sight in the house, but we made do. So I'm very thankful for our mothers and for my wife, and especially. Well, this morning I'm not going to be having a Mother's Day message per se, but I think it does pertain to it in different ways, and I felt led to felt led this morning to speak on thankfulness or thanksgiving. I know it's not Thanksgiving, but it doesn't matter because I feel like we need to be thankful for the things that God puts in our life, the things that God blesses us with, no matter what time of the year it is. And I don't stand up here speaking on this because I've reached some level of perfection or something like that, but it's something that I feel God is working in my heart, and I have not reached a level of perfection by any means. I'm still learning in that. And I surprised myself, and I know I mentioned it in when I was moderating a couple Sundays ago, I think, that it was something that God is working in my life, how easily, and I should say it scares me, how easily I can complain at some of the most foolish things. It's very easy to do, and I know it's a part of our sin nature, but that's no excuse. That's not where God wants us to. That's not where God wants us to dwell. And so, to start, I want to go to Luke chapter 17, and I want to read verses 11 through 19. Thank you, John. Read verses 11 through 19, and this is about the 10 lepers and when God cleansed them. Verse 11, now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. And I didn't really look into it that far, but I'm not aware that it gives us any kind of information. I don't believe it really tells us what happened to the other 9. I guess the other 9 were still healed. But there was only one here that returned to God and fell on his knees and worshiped God and thanked him for healing him, for the blessing of healing. And, you know, God's like, where are the other 9? And I was made to think, you know, how often we fall into that ourselves. You know, we come to God and we ask God, you know, give us this, or, you know, please give us that, or, you know, we pray for healing, or, you know, whatever it might be, you know, we ask for it. And God always answers according to His will and according to His time. But then when those prayers are answered, or when God answers those prayers, where do we find ourselves? And that's something that I found myself, you know, guilty of. We can pray and we pray and we pray and we pray. And then, God finally answers a prayer. But then how many times did we return to God with a prayer of thanksgiving? You know, thanking Him for answering our prayers, thanking Him for working in our lives. And that's something that I feel like God is working in my heart and I want to do better in. You know, and yeah, I thought about this. That was somewhat what led me this morning to pray for Tevye. You know, I know we've been praying, and it's no one person's fault. I know it was all heavy on our hearts. But let's not forget to give God thanks for what He did. Because it really is a miracle, and we're blessed. It's a blessing that God healed him like He did. And not just Tevye, but so many other prayers, so many of the things that God works in our lives. So being thankful, I believe in the Bible very clearly, in multiple places, multiple scriptures, I believe it's a commandment that we are thankful. It's something that should be a part of our lives as Christians every day. I'm going to turn to Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it states here that it's telling us, you know, pray without ceasing, rejoice always, but in everything give thanks. And this is the will of Christ for you. God created us to bring honor and glory to His name. He created us for His glory. And so I think we need to follow His commandments here and give thanks, be thankful for the things that He gives us, brings into our lives. And also turn to Psalms 100. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. So here again, we are being commanded to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. The one thing that I feel like which is very important, as I already said, you know, I feel like as Christians, thankfulness needs to be very much a part of our lives. But we need to have a relationship. We need to have a two-way street. We need to be abiding in Christ, if you will, to fully grasp His love, as in God's love, and His sacrifice. At that point, then, that we can truly be thankful for, I think it's very important that we realize that having that relationship with God takes us to a new level of appreciation, a new level of thankfulness for His sacrifice for us and for the blessings that He showers upon us each and every day. I'm going to turn to Ephesians. Ephesians 5, this verses 15 through 21. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord, what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And here, verse 20 is what I was really after. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. So here again, it's mentioning, you know, it's about bringing honor and glory to God. Not saying not to be unwise, but seek, you know, what the will of the Lord is. And giving thanks always for all things, not just the ones that we want or the ones that we feel like really, you know, give us a high, but thanking God for each thing that is in our life, each thing that God takes us through. Are we experiencing, you know, if we have that relationship with God, or do we have the relationship with God, are we experiencing the power of God in our lives? Do we find ourselves on a daily basis thanking God for His love and for His sacrifice on the cross for our sins? And that's something I think we, at least for me, we tend to go through our day and we can just get so caught up with our own little things, and we really forget what life is about, who we're living for, and that we're supposed to be living for God. But are we experiencing the power of God in our lives? Is my heart filled with thanksgiving when I ponder the many ways that God on a daily basis, or I'm sorry, is my heart filled with thanksgiving when I ponder the many ways that God leads me and blesses me on a daily basis, both spiritually and in the regular day-to-day things? Our prayer life, or when we talk to God, should be filled with thanksgiving. And that's something that I want to do better, and it's something that I struggle in. I'm going to turn to Psalms 95. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. So again, here in verse 2 it says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. So again, we're being commanded to give thanks to God for the things that He showers upon us, for everything that's in our life, the thing that He blesses us with. And I was thinking about this whole thing, you know, it's let us come before His presence. You know, I believe that we are constantly in the presence of God. And I think you could probably take that different ways, but I feel like as people, you know, when we when we give our hearts, our lives to Christ, when we welcome the Holy Spirit, when we welcome Christ into our lives, I feel like it's at that time that we invite His presence into our lives. And, you know, there's probably different ways you could look at that, but that's how I feel like when we welcome God's presence into our lives, that I think from that point on, we're in the presence of God. And so I feel like we need to be giving thanks always. And then moving on to more of the practical side, and these are just a few things, you know, that I feel like I need to be more thankful for and that God is working on in my life. But, you know, you could take it and put your own practical things in there if you wish. But just a few of them. Am I thankful for the land of plenty that I'm living in or that we are living in? So often we got so many things, it's at our fingertips. We love it, it's great, you know. But a lot of times there's a lot of downfall to it. And it also, we forget those in other countries, maybe those even here in the USA that are not doing quite so well. And we take that for granted, and that's not good. We can allow ourselves to be blinded by that. And so often I think, you know, we there's times that we struggle with covetousness. You know, we have plenty already, but we struggle with covetousousness. But do we have thankfulness in our heart? I feel like if we have thankfulness in our heart for what we have, a lot of times that covetousness is not going to be near as much of a struggle. I don't want to say that it's never going to be there, because I think it's going to be, but I don't think it's going to be near as much of a struggle for us if we find ourselves in a place of being thankful. Am I thankful for the freedom of religion that we enjoy, or that I enjoy? Again, we live here in a land where we're free to practice whatever religion we want. We can, for the most part, say whatever we want, which seems like is changing very quickly. And I hope that we are ready for that, because I'm not sure that we're going to always have the freedom that we have today. Are we thankful for that? Do we express thanks to God for that? Or do we just take that for granted? I think if we live in a state of taking that for granted, we're going to be surprised one day and we're not going to be ready when we might lose that freedom. Am I thankful for my parents? This is where kind of can come into to Mother's Day. I don't care what age you are. I think we still need our parents. And I know for me as a young person, you know, a teenager, when I was younger, it can seem, you know, there's some times that Dad would put his foot down and say, nope, you're not doing this, or no, we're not doing that. And, you know, I never really felt like I struggled with rebellion too much as a young person. There was times that it would want to pop up and stuff. But I think it's something that is probably more real in some young people than more than others. But there's still always those things, you know, Dad says this or Dad says that. We're like, well, this is just ridiculous. Like, he doesn't understand what it's like to be a young person anymore. Well, let me tell you, once you start getting a little older, you get married, you start having some of your own children, you start realizing, you start looking back at what Mom and Dad were telling you, you start seeing that stuff come true, and you're like, Dad wasn't so off his rocker as we thought. And so that's where I think we need to be thankful for our parents. Let's not be quick to jump to conclusion and think, well, Dad's just disconnected. Let's be thankful for them. Let's be thankful that God put them there for us, because many times, even though it doesn't feel like it, they are looking out for our good, and they do love us. Maybe it doesn't feel like it, but they really do love us. So let's be thankful for them. Let's thank God for them. Sorry. And that's something, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, I always love my parents and I'm very thankful for everything that they taught us. And I know I didn't always have the best response probably, but, and I did not thank them enough for everything that they did. So thank you, Mom and Dad. But also us as fathers, are we thankful for our wives like we should be? Are we thankful for our children? Do we thank God for them? Do our actions show that we are thankful for them? I think it's something that's very important, that is very important for their growth, is to hear God or to hear their dad tell them that he's thankful for them, or to thank them for something they might have done. Do we express that thankfulness to them? Do they see that thankfulness coming out of us in the way we pray to God in our relationship? Does our relationship with God put forth that of a thankful person? Are we thankful for our brother or our sister? And when I put this, you know, in my notes here, I was thinking more on the church level. But then I thought about it after the fact, you know, it's like, might as well just take that right on home, you know, our siblings, our brother and our sisters at home. Are we thankful for them? You know, there's sometimes we get under, you can get under each other's skin. And, you know, I know at least for us, there was times at home that we get under each other's skin and get upset. But thankfully, we were able to forgive each other and move on, and you know, it's all good again. But you know, there's always these little things that come up. But are we thankful for our brothers and sisters? You know, maybe we have a younger brother or a younger sister that comes to us and's like, hey, you know, you shouldn't do this, you know, you should really change that, you know, like, just forget about it, it's none of your business. That's not the right attitude. We need to thank God for that, because many times that can be the avenue to growth in our lives, but then more taking it to the church level. Are we thankful for our brothers and sisters in the church, or brothers and sisters in Christ? Being thankful for the people or the brothers and sisters that God places in our lives can help us to appreciate them more. Can make it easier to love, can make it easier to forgive when maybe we've been hurt. Also, being thankful for a brother and sister will help us to be in a place of openness to them speaking into our lives. Do we thank God for them? That there has a very huge impact on our lives as far as how open we are. Are we thankful for those people in our lives? Do we look at them as God working through them? It will help us to see them as a blessing, not a thorn in our side. Recognizing and expressing gratitude to God for the sacrifice he made on the cross for our sins will help make it easier for us to forgive those around us. And this next one here is probably closer home than some, even for me. Am I thankful for the day that God gives me to live? Are we thankful for today? At the start of each new day, do we find ourselves waking up? You know, I know John often says it, and it's a challenge to me. He wakes up, he's like, you know, thank God, every time he calls to, thank God it's Wednesday, or thank God it's Monday. And I know he does that every morning, and that's, thank you, John, for that. I know that that's a real encouragement that speaks to me. But do we wake up thanking God that we have another day to live, another day that we can be a witness for him, another day that we can do our work as unto him? Or do we wake up, I'll just put in there Monday morning, but any morning, grumbling because, well, we have this job today, it's going to be really hard. It's too hot, it's raining, it's too cold. Well, the list can go on. You can put that in there. But those are the little things that we so easily get ourselves. We get our focus on that, we get distracted by that, and we forget that we were created to bring honor and glory to God. God gave us another night, good night of rest, hopefully, most likely. Some of us don't sleep so well. But still, God, we woke up, God gave us another day to live. It's another opportunity to do our work as unto God and to be a witness for Him. So are we going to waste it and sit in there grumbling at what we have to do? Or are we going to embrace it? There's a quote that I came across in a devotional book that I have I thought was really good. Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. So what's our perspective? Where do we put those things? Are we filled with gratitude? Are we filled with thanksgiving? And another one, you know, that I want to be careful with, you know, and that is, are we thankful for each valley that God takes us through? I know there's different ones of us that have been through different valleys, some harder than others. And so that's where I want to be careful, because everybody's journey is different. But where do we go when, or where do we go to when we're in that valley? Do we thank God for that valley? Do we go to God and say, God, what is in this valley for me? What are you trying to teach me? The sooner we can come to a place of peace and rest, the sooner we can find purpose in that valley. And I know when you're in the middle of the valley, and that's where, again, I want to be careful. When you're in the middle of the valley, it can be a lot harder than those looking on might think. So that's where I want to be very careful. But overall, I feel like our hearts need to be turned to God. If our hearts are turned to God, we're going to find peace, we're going to find rest, and we're going to find purpose in that valley. The more thankful we become, the more aware we become of how blessed we are. Another quote here by Zig Ziglar that was a real blessing to me. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. And I really appreciated that quote. The more we focus on being thankful, the more we focus on being grateful for what we have, the more we're going to realize how much we have to be thankful for. And I know so many times somebody does something for us, or, you know, God answers our prayer. You know, we can sit there and we can have thankful thoughts. You know, we can think of ourselves how thankful we are, you know. But it's very important. I feel like it's God's will. I think He commands us to express it verbally, you know, to God in our prayer. I think it's important that we express it to one another, because it lifts us up. It lifts our brothers and sisters up. It draws us closer to God. It boosts that relationship with God. The very act of expressing gratitude recognizes God's hand in our lives and acknowledges His tender mercies to us. This in turn increases our confidence that the Lord will hear and answer our prayers and guide our lives. As here is something else I came across in my studies. in their study, the effects of personal gratitude, in their study of the effects of personal gratitude, Dr. Michael Kulloff, I think I'm pronouncing it right, of Southern Methodist University, and Dr. Robert Ammons of the University of California at Davis found that people who expressed daily gratitude reported higher levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy, as well as lower levels of depression and stress. The study also showed that those who expressed gratitude were more likely to feel loved and to reciprocate acts of kindness. And then we could, and then we'll sit here and we'll grumble and we'll be ungrateful so many times, and we don't realize the blessings that we are missing out on. In closing, I want to turn to Colossians. Colossians 3, and we're going to read verses 12 through 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so also must do. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, here it says two different times. First time was in verse 15. It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Again, he's commanding us to be thankful. And we go down to verse 17. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. That means thanking God for the sacrifice that he made on the cross. That means thanking God for the day-to-day blessings that he showers upon us. A grateful heart is the best witness to the goodness and the power of God. Gratitude has an infectious quality. So count your blessings today and express your gratitude in your word and in your actions. And I will add, it's very, very important that those around us that we come in contact with, the ones that we meet with in a meeting, the ones that we work beside, the ones that see us on the road, or whatever, that we meet in person, do they sense thankfulness coming from our lives? Do they sense gratitude? Or do they hear the grumblings? So let's pay attention, because we are being a witness. Either we're being a poor witness, or we're being a witness to the goodness and the power, the faithfulness of God. God bless you.